It is time for this week's installment of Adopt a Pet. Each week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home, joined by a different local organization telling us all about a new furry friend and sharing their story online, on social media, and right here on the radio in hopes of finding them a family. Maybe it will be you. Today, we've got Katie Poitras from Cat Tales Cat Cafe joining us in the studio to talk about this beautiful big cat named Denver. Good morning.
Good morning.
How
Thanks for
you?
Having us.
So tell us about Denver. What's he like?
Isn't he the best looking cat you've ever seen? He's a really beautiful, swirly black and brown tabby. And someone one time told me they thought he looked like a Cinnabon. And now that's all I can think about.
They were just hungry.
he's a super cute, really affectionate, really fun cat. And he's between about 2.5 and 3. He was a community cat, so we don't exactly know his age, but yeah, he's estimated to be young, on the young side, but not a kitten.
Awesome. So what's his personality like?
He's so sweet and friendly, and what's interesting about Denver is that he came to our shelter partner, the Goat House Refuge, about 9 months ago with a colony of about 7 or 8 other cats.
Okay.
So a person had found this colony that was, you know, probably being fed but not really cared for, brought him to the goat house, and they were all really, really shy, like almost feral, and they have just all turned the corner so beautifully. They're so friendly, and it's been a really cool thing to watch.
That's awesome. And he's got, did you say he's got a tipped ear?
Yeah, exactly. So he's missing the tip of his ear, which is done on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That is the universal sign that says he's been neutered. So if he ever turned up as a stray or someone didn't know him and found him, they would automatically know that he's been neutered. And you generally see that in community cat colonies where volunteers are going and helping these communities trap and neuter and return these cats so that they can live out the rest of their lives but not keep making more and more kittens,
which
is what is happening now. So we're in the height of kitten season, so this is definitely the plug to go spay and neuter your pets.
And definitely head to Cat Tales Cat Cafe and check out Denver and 11 other amazing cats there. CatTalesCatCafe.com, the website, and check them out in downtown Chapel Hill right there on West Franklin Street. Speaking with Katie Poitras, and we're talking about our pet of the week, which is Denver. So what do we know about, like, cat friendliness? Cat friendliness, obviously. Dog friendliness?
Yeah, he's got the personality that I think would love a dog. He would be great with kids. He's one of our cats that's always in the middle of the action.
Right.
He's great. He's an all-around great guy, and he's cute as the dickens, and he's one of the first to greet me in the morning when we get there.
He has already found his spot in the studio as well.
He's like around the corner behind the behind the desk where I can't see. And
he is posted underneath this stool. He likes it a lot.
Aw, Denver.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a new experience for him, obviously. Mm-hmm. But when you think about how he was a year ago, I mean, he's just, you would never know he was a community cat at one point.
Yeah. What else is going on at Cat Tales that folks don't know about?
We've been really, really busy. So, as you know, we encourage people to make reservations because with COVID, we're only taking 6 people at a time. So we tend to fill up really quickly, and our bookings have just been bananas. So please, please make a reservation before coming. We hate turning people away.
And if people want to know more about Denver, want to meet him, maybe think about adopting him, what's the process? What do they do?
Yeah, best thing to do is make an appointment to come meet him. You can also get a jump start on the process by filling out an adoption application through the website of our shelter partner, which is the Goat House Refuge.
Mm-hmm.
He has many siblings and aunts and uncles. We even have what we think is his mom at Cat Tales right now, and she's adorable too. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Again, check out cattailscatcafe.com for more information on that. Check out the Goat House Refuge as well. They've got a lot more cats and a lot of great work that they do down in their site in Pittsburgh. And you can learn more about Denver by visiting our Facebook page and the Town Square section of chapelboro.com. We'll have some photos of him up on the website and on social media later on this morning or afternoon, and this conversation as well, so you can listen back and see photos of Denver and learn a lot more. Katie Poitras, Cattails Cat Cafe, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.